When you're drunk, you really will have fun. Oh, maybe sex for one night. Oh, it's fine. I was drunk. It's okay.
Hey, guys, we're back for the Inner Confidence Podcast.
You can have fun and explore with your husband.
Did your girlfriends count men that they hook up with?
Oh, of course.
How detailed do they get?
Super detailed.
I don't think there's many women hiring dating coaches. No one's even going to ask, like, what position did you do? You know, I got cut. Like, you know, you lose a girl to another guy, you could say. Probably would have married the wrong girl. You're 37, you're like, oh my God, I'm running out of time. I better, like, find a wife. And you got time, man.
Women are doing this, guys.
Welcome to the Inner Confidence Podcast, where we bring you men's dating and lifestyle advice that doesn't suck. I'm your host, Robbie Kramer, a former collegiate golfer turned poker pro turned finance guy who became obsessed with learning about male-female attraction and dynamics and passionate about teaching men how to improve and optimize their love life. Tune in each week and we'll bring you the latest and greatest strategies on how to get more dates, how to build a thriving social circle that brings the best men and women into your life, how to become a better networker, and how to design a lifestyle that makes all your buddies jealous. If you're new to the show, I recommend you download my first date protocol. It's the best piece of content I have. It'll help you optimize your first date and subsequent dates. And I like to connect with my listeners personally. So if you want to grab a copy of that, please send me a direct message on Instagram. I'm at Robbie_Kramer. Now let's dive into this week's content.
Hey guys, we're back. I'm with my wife, Maria. And so you always wanted to get married. You never wanted to like explore and have fun and party and, or did you?
You can have fun and explore with your husband. It doesn't mean that, well, you're a boring person.
I don't think you're the rule. I think you're the exception to the rule, because I think especially in Western culture, and obviously you're from Ukraine, which is, you know, hasn't been impacted nearly as much by like feminism and Western culture, but there's such a huge draw as a young woman to like get a good job and like, I don't need a man and I want to like not start a family until I'm, you know, in my late 20s or early 30s and like, you know, get a big body count, not tell anybody I got a big body count, but like, you know, maybe like do those things, explore your sexuality and kind of just like be young and crazy and, you know, and free for a long time. I mean, that's certainly what I wanted to do, which is what I did for almost 40 years. But like, why? And a lot of your friends did want that experience, right?
And they still have it.
What was it, do you think, that made you want something different than that? Because, you know, there's a lot of guys who are like looking for the one, right? Mm-hmm. My hair looks retarded, by the way. I definitely need a haircut. I look like a party parrot again. But like, what do you think is different versus you versus your friends that made you want to, you know, not do those things that I just mentioned?
I don't know. Just from childhood, I was always dreaming to get married till 27 and have children till 27 for some reason. That's why, and I was studying. I never had time to like, I mean, I had time to go out, but because I don't drink alcohol, it's not so much fun for me. You know, everyone is drinking, everyone is pushing me to drink, and it's not so much fun for me. That's why, it was never interesting for me.
I think that's probably a huge part of it, is not drinking.
Because
alcohol.
If I would drink, when you're drunk, you already will have fun. Oh, maybe sex for one night. Oh, it's fine. I was drunk. It's okay.
Right.
It's like my old girlfriends. I was drunk. I hook up with that guy. Yeah, it was lame or it was good. Anyway, I was drunk.
So do your girlfriends count like the men that they hook up with in their count if they were drunk?
Oh, of course. If you were drunk, it can be an excuse if it was some not so good guy.
I feel like a lot of women, like if they just won't even like count that. Be like, oh, I was drunk. It doesn't count.
No. It doesn't count. That's why it's like, it's an excuse to not count the person because she was drunk.
Right.
And for me, it was never an excuse.
So when your friends talk about like the guys that they hook up with, how detailed do they get?
Super detailed. You know, you discuss everything because what I like about your men's group that you teach guys to discuss all the details about dates, what didn't like work out, what happened and everything, because I think that the guys never discuss anything. It was like their bros and like brothers, good friends. It's never an option to discuss some insecurities and everything, but girls always discuss it. That's why it's so much easier for us.
It's interesting, right? Like, girls will go into incredible detail.
Like, about all insecurities. Everything. Like, oh, I had that problem and I thought that he didn't like it. Maybe he didn't want to fuck me because of that. And right. blah, blah, blah. And you will share it and your girlfriend will say, oh my God, you're in your mind. It's so wrong. Like, I don't think he even noticed that and blah, blah, blah. It's that so you can like...
So you guys are meticulously going through each date.
Yeah.
Each guy talking about like everything. Talking about like what worked, what didn't work. Maybe mistakes that you made. Things that you were insecure about, right?
Yeah, it's like 2-hour video call.
Interesting. And you're doing that with like multiple girls, right?
I mean, I have 2 best friends, but yeah, I can speak with like good friends about this too.
I don't think there's many women hiring dating coaches.
No, because they don't need, they can call the best friend, get some wine, or I mean, just juice, and discuss all the problems.
Right.
And after you like after therapy.
Exactly. You're kind of getting free therapy from each other.
Yeah.
And if you're a beautiful girl, you probably have beautiful girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably not going to take the advice from a girlfriend who's not so beautiful or who doesn't have the experience a lot of the time. Is that right?
It depends.
Like there's
you know,
some...
like you can never coach yourself. You never can be your own coach. That's a lot of people can give good advices even if they're not so good in that thing, I think.
Yeah. What I find interesting is that guys don't naturally do that. Like, I never really talk to any of my guy friends about, like, anything in detail about a date or anything dating related. It was just kind of, like, embarrassing. It's like the entire conversation for most guys, mm-hmm. it's like, oh, yeah, that girl's hot. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, we started hooking up. How was it? Oh, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing body. What an ass, right? Like, like no one's even going to ask, like, what position did you do? Because even that's
of course,
like,
this is for you, this
right?
is so awkward.
And then some guy will be like, oh, yeah, you went on a date. Yeah, it was a good date. Yeah, cool. What'd you guys do? Oh, I went to the movies. Nice. Right? Like, that's how most of my conversations went.
But most of the guys still lying because the percentage of them having success on those dates, it's not so high.
Exactly.
But they will still say, oh, it was good. I really didn't like her because her nails weren't so beautiful to me. And that's all, you know?
Right.
So you like you won't actually share, oh, I failed. I did something wrong. I didn't know what happened. Can you help me? They will never say something like that.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the biggest things that changed for me is once I like joined a community of men and we started telling each other about the nitty gritty, that's when we, you know, and obviously I listened to the guys who were quite a bit more advanced than I was versus mm-hmm. the guys who I thought were below me. But that's when I really started to improve like my dating skills, my social skills, because we just actually started talking about like what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's shocking to me that like this naturally happens for women, but it really doesn't for men. You know, just I'll give you guys a sneak peek real quick into our community and I'll just pull up one of the threads here. Like we've got all these channels under the IC community, right? But one of the most popular ones is called this organized girl advice. So the one that we're in right now. And there's guidelines to making posts and you can see there's all the posts here. It's Mandy, 27, I met her at night game. Stephanie, 24, met her on Tinder. Jasmine, 27, met her on day game. Cindy 34, hookup app, right? Some of these are seeking. Some of these are Instagram DMs. Some are Bumble. And there's posting guidelines. So what you have to do is so the forum is for a girl you expect to have many interactions with and you want help with from us over a period of time. And it's not intended for new leads. Those should go into like the lead generation, lead conversion channels. So you have to create a new thread for each girl that you want to help with. You make the title of the thread, her name, plus her age, plus where you met her, and then use relevant tags for like, you know, day game, night game, online game, that sort of thing. You know, so then the guys will post. Let's take, I guess, how about Stephanie from Tinder, right? So, and you can see this as long as it says, so George, dates had 0, made out no, sex, no. Met Stephanie on Tinder. I had to do some quick thinking, but fingers crossed, I actually meet her tonight. I need a win. And then he posts the screenshot here and then a follow-up screenshot. And then we give him advice. My tentative plan for a 3-venue setup tonight. Hopefully my connect is working tonight and will get me in. I'll share those other two screenshots. So this is the first one. Here's the second one. You guys want to read this, just pause the video and read this, right? And then here's the third one. And then we give advice on what to do. So Jonathan says, nice work. Let us know how it went. FYI, not deciding on the venue and saying she should come over so you can figure it out is suboptimal. Be decisive. Pick a venue one, tell her what it is, then pick her up in an Uber as Robbie suggested. Also, I think revealing that you have an adventure plan with a bunch of venues is not ideal and will scare some girls off. I would just tell them about venue one and then control the flow of the date and take it where you want. Adjust accordingly. And then I respond in here. And as you can see, this thread goes on and on and on and on and on. And the idea, let me go back to the video here. The idea is we're doing that all the time with like every guy is encouraged to post about all of the girls that they are interested in, because why wouldn't you? Like, women are already doing this about all of you guys.
Of course.
Like, they are prepared. They are going into that dating game with, like, the cavalry. They've got their friends. They've got the plan. They've got a shitload of experience.
You need to get even your sister. You notice she shows us the guy.
Yeah.
His picture. What do you think about him? Read his texting. Blah, blah, blah. You know, she asked for approval.
She said something so funny the other day. She was like, I really like him, but he's a shitty texter. So I'm having second thoughts. And I'm like, well, but you know him in person. Like, you like him. You've been out with him. And she's like, yeah, but he's so bad over text. It makes me, like, rethink my decision. And, you know, it's a red flag. And I think that's it's true, because I think text reveals a lot. And what he was doing, he was saying boring stuff like, you know, happy Sunday or, you know, happy Monday. And just like, come on. And just like, he just wasn't bringing any fun. And, you know, everyone's going to appear fun in the beginning, but then as time goes on, people get a little bit lazy and their true colors come out. So if he's that boring to begin with, guess how boring he's going to be, you know, a couple years into a relationship. He'll be more boring than I am. So that's pretty hard to do. But back to my point, like, women are doing this, guys. Shouldn't shake the screen like that.
Women are doing this, guys.
They are, like, going out and sharing all of these like data points with their girlfriends, and they've got a strategy. And if you don't have a strategy, like, you're probably not going to succeed nearly as well as if you did.
I agree. You need to have some support.
Yeah.
Group of guys who helps you.
Yeah. I mean, whether or not you choose to join the IC community, or you've got some buddies that you've got like a WhatsApp message group with, or, you know, maybe you guys are on your own Discord channel or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not doing that, you're just, well, you're losing out to all the guys who are, right?
I agree.
And in the past, it used to kind of be like a stigma, like, oh, I don't need a dating coach, or like only weirdos or guys with no game would do that. But now what I'm seeing is that almost all of my clients, like, they don't need me. they come to me because they want to be, they're already good. They want to be great, right? Like, they want to get the upper echelon, the most beautiful women. And there's other guys gunning for those girls. And if you're not, like, beating the competition, well, guess what? You're not gonna get those girls. So, like, if there's other guys willing to put the thought, the preparation, all of their like mastermind friends behind their and resources behind their efforts, like, who's going to win? Right.
No, I agree. I think it's obvious.
Yeah. Gone are the times where you could just, like, you know, fall into a great relationship. Like, it doesn't really exist now. You got to navigate all the toxic people out there. You know, we could do a whole podcast. We probably should do a whole podcast.
Especially online dating. You know, if at least you meet someone through a social circle and you trust this person also knows you from someone and she trusts you, it's easier to get in a good relationship, you know, because you already you met through the social circle.
Right.
But when you meet someone through Tinder, you know, a lot of girls just want to go to restaurants, have free food, or just go and have some fun. They will say to the guy, I want to go to that club. You know, he will pay for her and she'll just, you know, have fun. And she's just using it as a platform to get what she needs and she wants.
Right.
And it's never about the guy. Rarely about the guy. If he's super hot and she really wants to have sex with him.
Yeah. I mean, one of the biggest skills I think I developed was being able to tell like which girls were, you know, once you're good enough to like attract women that you actually think are really beautiful, mm-hmm. you got to be able to weed out like which ones are interested in a relationship versus which ones are probably just, you know, wanting to have fun and that mm-hmm. you shouldn't really emotionally invest in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a really like, I had to learn a lot of hard lessons from that and go through a lot of like really painful situations where girls just like totally broke my heart, or I had situations where I was just like, got totally like, I don't know, simped. Is that even a word? Cucked. Not like actually cucked. Like I wasn't, no one was like having sex with my, you know, wife or whatever that term really means. But like, you know, I got cucked. Like, you know, you lose a girl to another guy, you could say.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the biggest things too, that we talk about in the group. It's like, we avoid those like tragic scenarios where guys overinvest in a girl that they really like, and then end up like in a world of pain. Cause and during my progress too, like I had guys around me, and I was obviously in my own group and with other mentors, but like, had I not had that support system, probably would have married the wrong girl, probably would have like,
and after you have two divorces.
Oh yeah.
One kid from one divorce, another kid from another divorce, and like
so much child support to pay.
No, it's crazy what happens when you're married to the wrong person, you know? It just like in 3 more months you understand that you don't like each other, even not just love, you don't like each other.
Yeah.
And you're already cheating on each other for like last 5 months. And
you know, I needed a lot of time. I'm 40. We met when I was what, 38?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had just turned 38.
Yeah.
We met like literally like right after my birthday, like 12 days after my
birthday.
And
right after my breakup.
And your graduation too.
Yeah.
And I'm a really immature 40-year-old and you're an extremely mature 24-year-old. And, you know, most of the time I think you're the more mature one in the relationship at this point. Also, given you're from Ukraine and I'm from the US, like, you know, you grow up faster in a culture.
Faster.
We grow up kind of more sheltered, depending on, you know, like I'm a Jewish boy from a, you know, sheltered Jewish family. I don't know if shelter is the right word, but like I was a geek growing up, you know, my parents like put me in private school until 8th grade. And then, you know, went to UC San Diego. It's like, I didn't even start partying until I was like 30. I mean, I partied before that, but like, I was never like around any sort of drugs or like people really partying until like my early 30s. So, you know, most people growing up in Eastern Europe, they get like a dose of that when they're like 18.
Oh,
right?
No, like 15.
15. Yeah. So yeah, there's, I mean, you guys, if you're listening to this and you know, you're 37, you're like, oh my God, I like running out of time. I better like find a wife. And like, you got time, man. Like get your game straight, like join a community of other dudes who are beasts and learn from them.
Or maybe you have a best
right
friend and you can share with him something and open up. It's maybe he also has something to share with you and you will build even better relationship with him.
Yeah. So the overall point is like, make sure you're talking about this stuff a lot and going over details a lot. Just like if you were a professional athlete, you'd look at your game footage and you'd go over it with a coach and you'd have trainers and you'd have people like helping you. Because like, if you want to win in love, you got to be prepared.
So. I agree.
Thanks for coming on, baby.
Yeah.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you're new to the show and digging our content, please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, wherever you listen or watch. But if you're not really digging it, go ahead, just don't leave us any review at all. And that'd be great. If you're feeling a little bit stuck or you just want to optimize and step up your game, we've opened up a few spots in our Inner Confidence community. We're accepting applications if you want to join our select group of men and experience the radical power of accountability, cross everything off your sexual bucket list, and just become a beast who gets more stuff done. To learn more and apply, go to start.innerconfidence.com.